The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I should be writing bite-sized episode for Halloween, October 31st, 2022. This is it. It is the last day. Tomorrow is National Novel Writing Month launch beginner thing. This podcast goes daily over to Patreon. You can support at patreon.com/mightymurt to keep hearing me talk daily about NaNoWriMo. I have listed out my November and I am horrifically ambitious. I know I talked about that last time, but I still got to talk about it because I'm still terrified. But it's one of those things where I can't really drop anything. I mean, I know something's like I'm going to either not hit my word count goal or not get a podcast every day, but there's nothing I can cut out to begin with. I don't feel good doing it. I have one of those days where my ADHD meds hit me rather badly, and so I'm very wired and not in a good way. Although I have been pretty focused in my work today, I've just been really anxious as well, which sucks. But I went to Target, and unlike everything I talked about yesterday with the whole prep thing, I didn't get anything to prep for NaNoWriMo, didn't get M&Ms, didn't get seltzer, didn't get anything. So yeah, I guess I gotta go back out later. Yeah, I've really, one of the problems with, you know, having a writing podcast and supporting other writers during NaNoWriMo is it's hard to focus on NaNoWriMo itself. And yet I'd feel really bad if I didn't do this. So I don't know. I can't be happy. That's really what it all is about. But enough about me. How are you guys doing? I know some people are planning heavily, which I admire. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at writing things down. I brainstorm a lot in my head. I don't really crunch a lot of stuff and write it down and get a sexy hot outline and follow it for a couple of chapters and then nothing. But I think I know where I'm going. I'll probably ponder a little bit more tonight. See what I can get done. But even if you just decided, don't let the lack of prep slow you down. Because you can still outline as you go. Now granted, I am speaking from the point of view of a pantser, where I could just start the thing and then go. I might hit a wall. I probably would hit a wall, but I'd feel confident starting at least. But even if you are a plotter and you haven't started, plot an idea tonight. And then tomorrow, look at what you wrote and plot where you can go the next day. Sort of like building your wings on the way down. I'm having one of those days where I'm trying to cram a whole bunch of things into a tiny, tiny little amount of time. And trying not to get distracted. But yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I can write a novella and edit a novel in the same month. We'll see how that goes. Yeah, novel edits are still scary. I don't know how to do that. And I've done it several times and I still don't know how to do it. But no, I'm just doing stream of consciousness. Here's the deal. Here's my last bit of wisdom about NaNoWriMo is that don't let it scare you. This is a low stakes event. You lose nothing if you don't hit your 50K. You lose nothing if you start and then decide it's not for you. You can come up with your own goals. You can count it a win if you actually get some words done. Not all, but some. Just shoot for more than you would have otherwise. Enjoy the camaraderie. I do have a Discord for NaNoWriMo people. I have a Discord for Patreon supporters as well. But I will put the NaNoWriMo Discord in the show notes. If I can remember. Yeah, I'll remember. I'll do it right now. Haha. Okay. I'm going to stop this here because I've got a million other things to do today. And NaNoWriMo starts tomorrow, which means I got to get writing. Because I should be writing. Right?
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.